各位平安
，peace everyone。
很高兴今天有机会能够跟各位一起在这里敬拜主。
Very happy to be here today and worship the Lord together with you。
那我们今天一起来想一个很重要的题目。
So today we're going to think together about an extremely important topic。
那圣经告诉我们说啊，我们要从旧人变成新人。
So the Bible tells us that we need to, from being an old man, become a new man。
好看。有没有
？Yep.
OK. 第四章以弗所书第四章十一节说啊，所以我说，切在主里说，你们行事不要像外邦人，存虚妄的心行事。
So Ephesians chapter 4 verse 17 says, So I tell you this and insist on it in the Lord that you must no longer live as the Gentiles do in the futility of their thinking.
那第四章十一节用所以这个字来开始。
So in chapter 4 verse 1 it also uses this word therefore to begin.
其实第四章第一节啊。
So this chapter 4 verse 1
其实我们中文没有翻出来的。
In Chinese actually that word therefore does not appear.
可是在原文呢保罗写得很清楚。所以我为主被囚的劝你们既然蒙召行事为人就当与蒙召的心相称。
So in the original Greek, actually, it's very clear that Paul says, Therefore, as a prisoner of the Lord, I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received.
那其实你看到所以啊，你马上想到一件事。
So as soon as you see this word, therefore, you think of something.
什么事呢？
What do you think of?
比如说我说啊。
For example.
你们这个伊法卡这个地方啊，本来是很冷的地方。
So here in Ithaca, of course, it's a very cold place.
平常
in the winter.
冬天，其实冬天。
In the winter.
可是我今天来了，一看了，你们当中没一个人穿大衣啊。
But as soon as I arrived here, I saw that all of you were wearing, like some
no,
clothes.
No, 他们没有穿大衣。
Oh, you didn't wear any heavy overcoat.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为今天是夏天呢。
Because it is now summertime.
今天温度很高啊。
And the wet and the temperature is high.
很热
And it's hot.
所以没一个人穿大衣啊。
So no one would wear an overcoat.
而且我看大部分的人也没有穿上衣啊。
And I see that most of you don't even bother wearing a light jacket.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为天气很热。
Because the weather's hot.
是因原因呢。That's a cause.
Yeah.
I 那果是什么呢？所以啊，你们就不穿大衣嘛。
So the because it's hot, therefore you do not wear the heavy jacket.
所以有因果的关系。
So there's a cause and effect.
你看圣经啊，要特别注意到这些事。
So when you're reading the Bible, you have to especially pay attention to these things.
你才能够真的了解圣经要跟你们讲的信息到底是什么。
Only then can you really understand what the truth is that the Bible is saying.
其实你去看了以弗所书啊，一共有六章。
So in the book of Ephesians, there are a total of six chapters.
那这个六章当中哦，你可以看到前面三章啊，跟第四章第一节讲所以。
So you can see that the first three chapters are connected with this therefore that appears in verse one.
然后第四节啊，第四章第六节啊，讲到果了。
And then the chapters 4 to 6 talk about the result, so cause and effect.
到底什么呢？
Why?
一章到三章是因呢。
So that is because the first two chapters, first three chapters talk about the cause or the reason.
下面那三章是果啊，所以这两个连接起来成为因果关系。
And so the last three chapters are the result, effect.
如果你注意再看。
So if you continue to pay attention.
前面三章所讲的是讲什么？讲到一些神学的真理。
So the first three chapters, what do they talk about? They talk about theological truth.
那里讲跟我们提到神为我们跟我们解释神为我们所预备的救恩。
So they talk about the salvation that God has prepared for us.
可是后面那三章里面跟我们讲了什么？我们应该如何在实际生活上活出神的恩典在我们身上。
So then, what did the last three chapters talk about? They talk about practically in our life, how do we live out the salvation God has given us.
So 前面三章谈到神为我们预备的救恩。
So the first three chapters talk about the salvation God has prepared for us.
后面的三章谈到我们应该如何向谁向神应该有的回应。
And the last three chapters talk about the response that we should have to God and His salvation.
你如果再注意去看。
And if you continue to look at this carefully.
前面那三章啊，保罗很喜欢用基督啊。
The first three chapters actually Paul likes to use Christ.
As word.
Why?
因为神在基督里为我们预备救恩。
Because God in Christ prepared salvation for us.
因为基督神为我们预备救恩
and it was because of Christ that God prepared or achieved salvation for us
可是后面保罗不再用基督啊他开始改成主
in the last three chapters though Paul doesn't use the word Christ but rather the word Lord
他是我们的主
He is our Lord
所以我们要听话
and so we have to listen to his word
我们要遵行我们的行为要能够讨主的喜悦
our behavior has to be pleasing to him
你再看再中文看得不大出来啊可是如果你去看希腊文或者英文大概也可以看得出来前面那三章大部分是用这一个 indicative 记述式
So you won't necessarily see this in the Chinese but in the Greek and in the English too probably you can see that it's using the indicative mood
indicative 说什么呢
and what does the indicative say
跟我们报道过去所发生的事
And it's reporting what's happened in the past.
可是下面那三章大部分用的是什么?
But what does the last three chapters use?
命令是 imperative mood.
Imperative mood.
告诉我们说你应该如何生活。
And it's telling us how we should live.
好，我们来看下面。
So let's look at this bottom part.
你就替我转就好了。第十章第一节，保罗跟他们讲说什么呢?
So in the fourth chapter, verse 17, what does Paul talk about?
我们既然得救了我们一直也既然得到神的恩典了所以保罗说从今以后我们做事为人不要再向外邦人存希望的心行事
So because we've received God's grace and his salvation therefore our behavior and our life should no longer be like the Gentiles in the futility of their minds
这个希望的心到底是什么下面呢
And what is this futility of their minds, this term?
对我们中文翻译心那个字啊其实原文是 mind, 很重要 mind, 中文很难翻的。
So in Chinese, it's translated heart, but it's actually, the idea is mind, that's hard
right,
to translate.
那是很重要。哎我们再看下面。
Very important, let's keep talking.
用我们今天比较容易了解的英文因为你大部分的人都懂英文嘛所以比较好一点好讲一点。
So I can use English here because most of you already know it very well.
希望的心是什么?
So what does it mean, this
fertility of the mind? 就是 defective mind, defective mentality.
Oh, no need to translate that.
Right. 省时间。Okay. 很重要啊。常常有人啊,很喜欢跟我辩论。
But there are often those who want to debate on this point.
他们圣经乱讲。
What the Bible is saying just ridiculous things.
什么东西啊?
What is this?
没有信主的人，他们的 mind 不完整。
Those who don't believe in the Lord don't have like sufficient thinking.
他们不知道，有很多拿诺贝尔奖金的人根本没有信主。
But don't you know that many Nobel Prize winners haven't believed in God?
所以圣经说这些不信主的人呢，他们的 mind 不完整。
So the Bible is saying that these people, these Nobel Prize winners, their mind is somehow like not, their thinking not complete.
很多人问题出在哪里，你知道吗?
A lot of people, their problem with this verse.
他们就不会解经啊。
And they don't, but they don't understand how to explain the Bible.
所以如果你要想要解经的话，下午来上课。
So if you want to know about hermeneutics, then come and take my class.
圣经从来没有说，听清楚啊，圣经从来没有说没有信主的人头脑不好。
But the Bible never said that those who don't believe in the Lord don't have the ability to think well.
从来没有说过。
And never said that.
所以这些很多人喜欢跟我吵啊。
But many people like to argue with me on this point.
我说你要跟我吵以前呢，你要跟圣经吵以前呢，你先要解经啊，知道圣经讲什么。
Before you start arguing with me or with the Bible, you need to actually understand what the Bible is saying.
其实我们今天呢，我们讲 mind， 中文很难翻了，我会。我要他翻中文，他没有办法翻。
So it's hard to translate this word mind. He asked me to do it. I.
但是要用英文讲 mind.
So we'll just use the English word mind.
我们一般人讲 mind 有两个不同的意思。
So when we use this English word mind, typically it has two meanings.
第二什么意思呢？你的 thinking power， 你的思想能力。
Yeah, so the first one, your thinking power.
可是第二个问题是什么？第二个意思是什么呢？就是你的思想内容。
But the second is the content of your thinking.
Right. So content 不一样，两个不一样。
So thought content is different.
你要看，我们来看圣经，圣经讲 mind 是指的什么东西？
So when we look at the Bible, when it uses this word mind, what does it mean?
我们来看下面的圣经。
Let's look at the next.
那里说啊，你看。罗马书第十章三十四节说：“谁知道主的 mind， 谁做他的谋士呢
？”So let's here in Romans chapter 11 verse 34 it says, "Who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has been his counselor?"
好，这里啊，我们再看下面。
Let's
keep 再看
looking
主的 mind 是什么东西
？So what is the mind of the Lord？
来看下面啊，其实主的 mind 不是主的思想能力。
So that the mind of the Lord does not mean the Lord's thinking power.
是主的计划。
But his plan.
是主的思想内容。
That is his thought content.
我们根本不可能有主的思想能力。
It's impossible for us to have the thinking power of the Lord.
因为他是完全的人，他又是完全的神。
Jesus is both complete man and complete God.
所以啊，他的思想能力我们不可能达到。
So there's no way that we could have thinking power like that.
可是他把他的头脑里面的他的思想里面的思想啊，告诉我们，我们就可以知道他的思想内容。
But if he tells us the thoughts that are in his mind, then we can know the content of his thoughts.
所以啊，你要跟圣经吵架以前呢、啊，先把圣经的意思弄清楚。
So before you argue with the Bible, make sure you understand what the Bible is saying.
我们再看下面那一节圣经。
Let's look at the next one.
所以这里告诉我们干什么呢？这里所说的 mind 是指的什么？指的思想内容。
So the mind here means the thought content.
好，再看下面。
So that next one.
一样的，你看保罗说啊，谁曾知道主的心，知道主的 mind 去教导他呢？但我们有自己的 mind。
So here in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 16 it says, Who has known the mind of the Lord so as to instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ.
所以你看这里所讲的 mind 你不可能有主的思考能力。
But here again, the word mind, it's impossible for us to have the thinking power of the Lord.
我们不可能有主的思考能力。
It's impossible for us to have that.
可是什么呢？在下面。
And then maybe above the lectern, hold it up high.
好了，反正不管了。哦，那你替我处理也好，因为我用的是高级电脑 ，Apple Mac。这什么哪一个？我这里跟这个。
对对，左右，中间那个红色是一个红色的线，可以指屏幕。
哦啊，不错，到底你的电脑不是高级，可是这个东西高级。
So your computer is not that high level, but this thing's pretty high level.
好，可以的。
OK, this should be fine.
所以这里圣经可以给你们看到啊，这里圣经很讲得很清楚。我们知道主的 mind 是什么，我们可以有主的思想内容。
So the Bible says very clearly.What does it mean here that we can have the thought content of the Lord?
因为主把他的思想内容告诉我们，所以我们可以知道有他的思想内容。
So he has told us the content of his thinking, therefore we can have his thought content.
所以啊，我们可以知道哦，原来啊，圣经所讲的 mind 是指着思想内容，而不是指着思想能力。
So when the Bible uses the word mind, what it means is the Lord's thought content, not his thinking power.
所以听清楚啊，圣经从来没有说不信主的人头脑思想，不，这个他们的头脑的思考能力不够，圣经从来没讲过。
So the Bible never said, please be clear on this, that the Bible never said that those who don't believe in the Lord, that their thinking power was somehow inadequate.
圣经他们有什么不完整的 mind 是什么？指的他们的思想内容不完整。
So what does the Bible mean when it says that they have a defective mentality? It just means that their thinking is inadequate.
Yeah, their thought content is inadequate.
Sorry, thought content is inadequate.
非常重要。
It's important.
我讲比较你们容易知道的是，电脑。我们今天很多人用电脑。
So let's give an example. Use the computer, since today many people use the computer.
可是电脑分成两部分。
But it has two parts.
一个就是硬体。
The first hardware.
另外一个就是软体。
And then software.
那其实啊，我记得几十年前我忘了 ，IBM 刚出来一个很好的、很不错的，就是 laptop， 叫做我都忘记了。
I think pad.
No, I forgot the name. But anyway,
maybe
刚出来的时候很好。
A few decades ago, you know, IBM came out with a new model of computer, and it was a really excellent piece of hardware.
那时候在 IBM 有一个弟兄在 IBM 工作。
At that time, I had a friend, outstanding fellow, who worked at IBM.
他打电话给我。
And he called me.
他说王教授，你有没有电脑？
And he said, Dr. Wang, do you have a computer?
我说没有。
And I said, no.
他说好了，如果你有，你要不要用
？If you had one, he said, would you use it?
Yeah, 我当然会用啊。
Of course I would.
好了，如果你要用的话，我明天寄一个刚好新出来的 IBM， 啊，不过那很久没用。寄给你。
So he said, well, if you'll use it, then tomorrow I'm going to send you a new IBM computer. And he'll send it to you, a laptop.
那个是非常好的，现在
it's a really,
忘记那名字，很久没用了。
It's an excellent model. I forget now the name of it, but
所以硬体非常好。
So the hardware it was excellent.
可是一个大问题是什么？
But the big problem was what?
因为我教的课是新约。
Because I was teaching New Testament.
所以我写的东西啊，通通是希腊文跟英文混在一起。
So everything that I was writing was both Greek and English together.
所以我的秘书啊告诉我。
And so he said,
my secretary.
Oh, his secretary said.
他说，哎，王教授，你写的东西英文非常清楚。
Your English is very very clear.
因为我用电脑打出来了，印出来了。
I used the computer to type out the English.
可是那个时候没有希腊文的软体。
But at that time there was no Greek software I could use.
所以啊，我唯一的办法希腊文都用手写。
So I had to use. I had to write it by hand.
那我手的字啊，你知道，我不愿意在你面前写字给你看，因为我写的字很吵，我秘书没有办法念我的东西。
I wouldn't dare to write, you know, my handwriting in front of you because it's so messy. It's hard to read it.
所以你看，那个电脑非常好，可是什么？它少一些软体，所以我没有办法写我的东西。
So it was a great computer, but it was missing some software I really needed, and that made it much less useful.
所以啊，虽然那个硬体非常好，你的思想内容有问题啊，就不能够做你该做的事。
So in the same way, you could have a great mind, but if your thinking is missing something, it's still going to be inadequate.
我在想一个比较好一点的例子。
I'm trying to think of another good example.
我神学院是在 Kentucky 啊，叫小地方叫做 Wilmont.
So the seminary where I teach is in a small place in Kentucky called Wilmont.
跟你们这里间差不多了。
It's about like Ithaca.
因为你们说 Ithaca 是很乡下。
You say that Ithaca is a very kind of rural place.
可是我告诉你啊。
But I tell you.
你们应该高兴。
You should be happy.
你们 Ithaca 比我们住的 Wilmont 更。
Because Ithaca is actually quite a bit larger than Wilmont.
那你看我住的地方，差不多一个钟头，开车到一个钟的地方，有一个 Lexington 华联教会。
So if I drive for over an hour, I can get to Lexington, a big city in Kentucky,
and then
and a church there.
那有一年呢，暑假。
And so one year,
有一对年轻人要结婚。
This was a one-year summertime at this Chinese church. There was a young Chinese couple that wanted to get married.
那个时候他们的教会没有牧师。
And at that time, their church did not have a pastor.
所以他们结婚怎么办？
So they were trying to figure out what they could do.
他们就问那个长老。
So they asked the elder.
我们需要人替我们证婚，那怎么办？
We need someone to you know, officiate at our wedding. What can we do?
那长老告诉他说，哎，我告诉你。
And so the elder said,
你到阿里神学院去找 Dr. Wang.
He said, I tell you, you need to go to this seminary and look for Dr. Wang.
他是中国人的华人的
and he's a Chinese.
当然他是有他的 PhD 的
and he has a PhD in theology.
In New Testament study.
New Testament.
你说差不多了，差不多了。不过他又是被安利做牧师的
But he's also ordained as a pastor. So he can actually officiate
it.
So they came to find
me
and ask me to help. And so they said, oh, we'd really like you to be the one who officiates at our wedding. And so I said, oh, okay, sure. But they said, Dr. Wang, but there's something very important. Our wedding needs to be very, very dignified. Of course it will be dignified. When I do stuff, it's always dignified. Because we are both professors at University of Kentucky. So that when we have the wedding, they said the school president, the dean, and a lot of their colleagues will be present, so it really has to be very dignified. So he said, of course, I always do it in a dignified manner. And then they said, well, if it's dignified or not, it's decided by what you wear, the clothing. And he said, well, of course I'll wear my suit, and that looks very dignified. And they said, that's not enough. And he said, do you have your graduation gown? That's what we want you to wear to officiate at our wedding. And I said, and that's a very thick piece of clothing.
And it's
hot. This was summertime. And the church didn't even have air conditioning. And he said, why didn't you tell me that to start with? If you told me I had to wear that when you first asked me, I would have said, no way. But because I'd already promised them, so I had no choice. I had to wear it. But that was definitely a painful experience. Very hot.
The
groom had a very good friend, and he lived in Indianapolis. And of course, he invited them to come and attend the wedding.
这个人啊, 他的朋友是什么? 在Indianapolis一个, 美国一个很大的汽车工厂, 不晓得是General Motor还是, 可能是General Motor的样子, 汽车工厂当工程师。
So what did this friend of theirs do? He was actually an engineer at a very large automobile factory there in Indianapolis.
他收到邀请函之后啊, 告诉他的太太,
So when he got this invitation, a wedding invitation, he immediately told his wife,
2个礼拜以后的礼拜六, 我要参加我一生当中第二个最重要的婚礼, 非去不可, 而且不能够迟到。
So he said, in 2 weeks, we're going to attend the second most important wedding of our lives, and we have to be there on time. We cannot be late.
给他太太很大的压力。
So his wife had a lot of pressure.
而且他的工程师很会计算。
And as an engineer, of course, he's very good at calculating.
从 Indianapolis 到 Lexington的教会 开车3小时半。
So he knew that it's going to be 3.5 hours to drive from Indianapolis to Lexington.
他小心到什么程度呢? 礼拜五请假一天。
So he was careful. I mean, to what point did he go? He took Friday off from work.
把他的车子送到工厂里面检修。
And he took his car to the garage to get it checked just to make sure.
So make sure 他礼拜六开车一定没有问题.
He didn't want any problems driving to the wedding.
Oh, 礼拜六他们就算了，十点钟以前就离开他家.
So on Saturday before 10 o'clock in the morning, they set off to go to the wedding.
所以在安排上面计算，大概1点半以前会到Lexington的那个华人教会。
So according to their calculations, they should arrive in Lexington at the church about
1:30.
And so everything went very smooth that day in their drive to Lexington. And then after they arrived,
我就站在外面,
Dr. Wong was standing outside.
You know, 我穿那种衣服,
and he was wearing his graduation robe.
没有人穿那种衣服,
and no one else was wearing that. It's summertime.
根本不要介绍,
so no need to tell who he is.
我看就知道他就是证婚人,
you know right away he's the one doing the ceremony.
而且我站在教会的外面, 在那边啊,
and I was standing outside the church.
我看他们车子开进来了,
and I noticed their car pulling in.
他们两个下车了,
and they got out of the car.
哎呀, 他的太太告诉先生说, 你看, 你给我这么大的压力, 现在还没赶上了。
His wife said, look, you gave me so much pressure. Now here we are on time at the church.
先生跟他说, 谢谢你的帮忙, 哎呀, 你的合作, 我们今天赶上了, 还提早到。
And so her husband said, well, thank you so much for your help. And yes, we have managed to get here to the church on time.
你看,那个证物人站在外面,穿那个衣服,证物人站在外面,还没有开始。
And you can see the person doing the ceremony is standing outside the church, so we still haven't started.
我站在那里听他们讲话。
And he was, Dr. Wong was standing there listening to them talking.
我在想说等下来,我不想要跟他们讲什么话。
And he was trying to figure out what he should say to them.
他们一直走过来。
So he walked over to them.
说,你是证物人是不是?
And they asked him, are you the one doing a wedding ceremony?
婚礼在25分钟要开始了,对不对?
The wedding starts in about 20 minutes, is that right?
我说,婚礼啊,刚刚结束!
And I said, the wedding just finished.
哈哈!结束!
What's going on?
婚礼不是2点钟开始吗?
Isn't the wedding starting at 2 o'clock?
对啊,2点钟开始啊。
Yes, 2 o'clock.
现在只有1点35分了,
but it's only 1:35.
我说你的表1点35分了,
but your, I said your watch is,
我的表啊2点35分了,
我的, my watch is 2:35.
他一听啊,
when he heard that, he had a heart attack almost.
我从来没有看过一个人那样失望,
I've never seen anyone so disappointed.
我看样子啊, 可能有心脏 attack,
it looked like he might have a heart attack.
我一想你心脏 attack, 我就完了, 我没有办法救你, 我根本不懂。
If you have a heart attack, I thought, there's no way I'm going to be able to save you. I don't know anything about that.
他的太太啊, 马上跑到他的后面, 准备如果倒下去要抓住他。
So his wife ran behind him to hold him just in case he were to faint.
很紧张啊,
it was very like tense.
差不多5-6分钟, 他不讲话。
And after like 5 or 6 minutes, he didn't say anything.
差不多我倒下去。 我也不敢摸他, you know, 摸他, 万一他死掉,
it looked like he was about to fall over. I didn't dare touch him. You know, just, if something happened, then I'd be in big trouble.
过了大概5-6分钟之后,
but after 5 or 6 minutes,
他醒过来,
he came back to his senses.
哎呀,
what did he say?
我计划非常的仔细, 可是全功尽弃,
I planned so thoroughly, but it was all in vain.
只差一点, 原来 Indianapolis时间跟National时间差一小时,
but I forgot one thing, and that is that there's an hour time difference between Indianapolis and Lexington.
我把这个意外忘记啊,我所有计划完全全功尽弃。
I just forgot that one thing, and it meant everything was just in vain.
这个就是保罗所说的虚妄心,就是这个东西。
And so this is what Paul is getting at when he talks about the futility of their minds.
很多人想,
a lot of people think,
我们一生啊, 活了155岁,150岁之后,
if we lived our whole lives, 150 years,
我故意讲150岁是什么意思呢?
I'm saying 150 years intentionally. Why?
我本来是学工程的,
I studied engineering.
Right, 所以啊, 那个安全系数我打得很高。
So he wants to make sure he leaves a lot of, you know, extra
safety factor. 如果我说100岁, 很多人活了100多岁,他说你看跟我没有关系。
I only said 100 years, well now today, many people might live to 100 years, even a bit over, so.
所以我说150岁,每一个人,没有例外。
So now, if I say 150, then
包括所有的人,
and everyone's included.
你以为你活了150岁之后啊,
so if you were to live 150 years,
什么都没有了,
and had nothing,
什么就什么没有了,
and had nothing,
没有永恒,
没有, eternal life,
没有神,
and there's no God,
可是等到有一天你离开世界之后,
but then after you leave the world,
你需要面对神,
and you have to face God,
你面对永恒,
and you have to face eternity,
那个时候你非常的失望。
At that point, what will you feel? You'll feel incredible disappointment.
对，那种失望是永恒的，实在没有办法再没有办法再怎么回补。
That's eternal disappointment. No way to turn that around.
所以保罗说，你们得救了以后，你们信了主以后，不要再向外邦人存着这个不完整的思想内容来计划你们人生了。
So Paul says here that after you're saved, after you come to know the Lord, you can't live any longer like the Gentiles in the futility of their thinking.
我在台湾大学。
When I was at Taiwan University,
我们电机系那一班同学当中，彼此很好，感情很好。
The students in the electrical engineering department had really good relationships.
So they were 常常啊。都开同学会
，and so we often had class meetings.
可是我从来不参加的
，but I never actually went to join them.
为什么呢？因为我在学校教书嘛，在神学院教书，我不能请假。
And why was that? Oh well, he was teaching at seminary, couldn't take vacation. These were class reunions.
所以我很少跟他们在一起，差不多没有跟他们在一起。
So he really had almost no opportunity.
那有一次，我到这一个那个什么的，这你们这一周嘛 ，Kentucky。Position 那个地方是 IBM 的总公司嘛，我到那边去领会。
So one time he went to a place in Kentucky.
No, in New York.
In New York, sorry.
Poughkeepsie, I think.
Oh, Poughkeepsie, thank you.
Yeah.
Which is where IBM has its headquarters, and he was, presiding over a meeting.
那我们班上有七个人在那个地方当好大，那个地位很高啊。
Oh, and there were seven of his classmates there at that company at IBM, all with high positions.
所以他们说，哎，王守仁来了。
And so they said, hey, Dr. Wang has come.
难得的机会。
This is a rare opportunity.
我们这个礼拜六下午啊。
So this Saturday afternoon,
我们开同学会。
We're going to have a class reunion.
所以啊，就召集了七个人都来，加上我一个八个，我们去。
And so those seven classmates all got together and invited me.
他们到一个很大的家庭，其中的一个同学，哦，他家里很大。
And so they went to the home of one of these seven classmates, which was a really big house.
他告诉我说，他是在 IBM 做什么 research department 的什么 head， 厉害呀、
啊。He told Dr. Wang that he was head of the research department at IBM。
所以他们，我一去的时候，他们七八个人在那看，七个人在那，哎，欢迎我们班上最笨的人来了。
So they said, Dr. Wang, the dumbest member of our class is here。
所以带我去，他们跟我谈了，跟我笑说，王所长，你为什么那么笨呢、啊、
？And so they were talking to me, and they were saying, well, Dr. Wang, why are you so stupid?
因为我们呐、啊、都比你晚到美国，你一毕业就来美国。
Because we all got to America after you. You came here to America as soon as you graduated.
你如果继续念电机，可能今天你是我们的上司。
And if you had kept on, studying electrical engineering today, you'd probably be our boss.
可是你很笨。
But you're very stupid.
来美国去念神学有什么好处
？Coming to the United States to study theology, what good does that do?
你现在顶多是神学院的教授。
The most that you can achieve is just to be a theology teacher.
我们的薪水是你的薪水的十倍以上。
And our income is at least 10 times yours.
我们还有很多 IBM 的股票。
And we have lots of IBM stock.
我说可以的，你不必讲了，我知道。
And he said, that's fine, you don't even need to tell me.
我告诉你啊， but, 我们先来预定。
But I tell you.
一百年之后，我们再来开同学会。
I said, but 100 years from now, let's have another class reunion.
因为那个时候大家都死了。
And then everyone's dead.
那个时候你就知道。
And that time you'll know.
我不会说我最聪明。
I don't say that I'm smart.
可是我做了最聪明的选择。
But I made the smartest decision choice.
所以一百年之后再来看。
So let's see in 100 years.
他们不敢讲话。
And no one said anything.
有几个同学说，哎，今天的晚上啊，王守仁在这里一个华人教会啊，在那里吹牛。
So then some of them said afterwards that Dr. Wang was there at the class reunion, kind of boasting.
No, in the church, he was 吹牛，吹牛他不会翻的，吹牛英文翻的什么 blow ox， 吹牛。
In the church, I guess he was.
有些同学呀，听我讲到之后信了主。
Oh, okay. So they heard him preaching at the church, and then some of them actually believed in Jesus.
他说：“王守仁不必等一百年。”
He said, Dr. Wong, we won't have to wait 100 years.
现在知道,
now we know already.
你所做的事有永恒的价值,
that what you're doing has eternal value.
各知道, 你换一个观点, 完全不一样,
so everyone, you should know. I mean, if you change your perspective, then everything changes.
好了,我们现在讲快一点,
so we better pick up the pace here.
所以你看啊, 慢是什么? 不是思考能力, 而是思想内容。
So, mind is not thinking power, but thought content.
是什么？思想内容啊。 你看啊, 什么叫虚妄的心是什么? Defective mentality 是什么东西?
So what does defective mentality mean?
这种就是不完整的心思意念, 不完整的思想内容。
That is incomplete or inadequate thinking.
Right. 就是这东西嘛。 你要看,保罗明讲,我们今天,保罗说你信了主之后你怎么样?保罗说,你要脱去你的旧人。So
Paul says here very clearly, and what does he say? That we need to put off the old man.
还有什么?穿上新人。
And you have to put on the new man.
还有是什么?
And what else?
要继续更新你们的mind。
And you have to continually renew your mind.
哦,这个很重要。
And this is really important.
我等一下再回来讲这里。
And I'll come back to this in a minute.
什么叫做什么是旧人?
But first, let's talk about what is the old man.
旧人是什么东西?
And
是我们在亚当里面的人。
It's those of us in Adam.
受亚当的影响的人。
Who have been influenced by Adam.
我们。 我们被罪破坏掉的人性,
our corrupted human nature,
我们旧的人生观, 旧的价值观,
and our old philosophy of life and value system,
这些都是我们的旧人,
these things compose the old man.
保罗, 你今天得救了, 你今天得到神的新生命啊, 你要把这个旧人脱掉,
but Paul is saying that now you've been saved, you've received a new life, you have to put off this old man.
你要把这些过去这个东西拿掉。
You have to put these things from the past away.
新人是什么?
And what is the new man?
就是我们在基督里面的人。
That's people in Christ.
我们受基督影响的人。
People who have been influenced by Christ.
我们有基督生命的人。
And it's the life of Christ.
我们有新的人生观, 有新的价值观。
A new philosophy of life, new value system.
我们有正确的人生观, 有正确的价值观。
And a correct philosophy of life and value system.
保罗说啊,
so Paul is saying,
你要把这旧人脱掉。
So take off the old man.
一下子把它脱掉。 现在一下子把新人穿上。
So you take off the old and then?
下面非常非常非常的重要。
But now what follows is extremely, extremely, extremely important.
非常重要。
Extremely important.
你看中文没有办法看懂。
And if you see it in the Chinese, there's no way to really understand it.
你去看希腊文就懂了。
Only if you read it in the Greek can you understand.
是什么东西呢?
And what is that?
你看, 说你要一下子脱掉旧人, 你要一下子脱掉新人。
So, you instantaneously take off the old, put on the new.
Right. 然后什么?很重要。
But, now what?
继续不断的更新你们的mind。
You have to continually, without ceasing, renew your mind.
19世纪以前的人看不懂这些圣经。
Before the 20th century, people didn't really understand what this meant fully.
其实保罗啊,知道不知道,我也不知道。
But did Paul know? Whether he did know or didn't know, I don't know.
将来到天上我问他,
but when I get to heaven, I'm going to ask him.
保罗,你写这个东西啊, 你怎么晓不晓得什么意思?
Paul, when you wrote this, did you know, what were you thinking? What did you really mean?
猜想保罗说我不知道。
And Paul, maybe, I'm guessing he'll say, I don't know.
圣灵叫我这么写,我就这么写。
The Holy Spirit told me to write this, and I just wrote it.
其实啊,我们说这本圣经啊, 不是这些写圣经的想出来的, 是圣灵启示的一大堆证据。
So this Bible that we're looking at, it's not just that human beings wrote it out, it's the Holy Spirit that put this, that guided them as they wrote, and there's lots of evidence for that.
过去大概七八年的当中啊,
in the past maybe 7 or 8 years,
中国最有名的大学, 北京大学,
China's most famous university, Beijing University,
请我去教圣经,
asked me to come and teach the Bible.
那我去教圣经，我知道那个学生是什么，那里的学生是什么，大部分是共产党的那种。
So I knew when I went that most of the students there would be Communist Party members.
因为我到那边去教啊，北大的学生就到外面去传了。他说北京大学开始请一个华人教授，是台湾大学电机系毕业的，到美国念神学方面、心理方面，拿了心理教育的 PhD 啊，像在美国很著名的神学院教授啊，他教授跟别人不一样。
So the students there began to spread the news that this Dr. Wong would be coming to teach, and that he had graduated from electrical engineering at Taiwan University, and then he had studied theology in America. He had gotten his PhD in theology and taught at a seminary there for many years, so that his teaching is it's different than anything else they've heard.
结果,
and what was the result?
正式注册三个的人，我只有四十个学生。
And so after that, he had 40 students.
Official register.
Who registered for the class.
可是实际上上课的人呢，150-200个人。
But in reality, it was 120-230 people, right?
150 and 200.
Oh, sorry, 150 to 200.
他说英文头脑不完整。一大堆啊，北大、清华的学生来，更厉害。北大的旁边有一个中科院，你们大概知道。中科院的研究院士跑来上我的课。
So he had many students from Beijing University, from Tsinghua, and also from the Chinese Academy of Sciences, researchers from the Academy of Sciences there to hear his teaching.
他们就很好奇的。
And they were all actually very curious.
王教授，你台湾大学电机系毕业。
And they said, Dr. Wong, you graduated from the electrical engineering department at Taiwan University.
你去美国不继续念电机啊。
And you went to America, but you didn't keep studying electrical engineering.
你去美国主修圣经干什么？
But you went to study the Bible. What were you?
我知道你会问我这个问题啊。
And he knew, of course, they would ask that.
所以我说我先给你回答。
And so he said, well, let me first answer.
我教圣经的原因呢、啊，因为这本圣经啊，不是人写的，是神启示的。
I teach the Bible because it's not just human beings writing their ideas down, but it's God's revelation.
我知道你们问我说有什么证据?
And you're going to ask me, what proof is there of that?
因为你们是学科学的，证据在哪里?
Because you study science, you want to know where is the evidence.
所以我就把证据给你看。
So let me show you the evidence.
我跟他们讲了一些证据在课堂上。
然后 during the class, I talked a lot about the evidence.
很多人非常的吃惊啊 ，surprise！
And many people were surprised.
原来这本圣经是神启示，有很多的证据。
And this Bible actually has a huge amount of evidence to support it.
结果很多啊，中科院的院士， and, 还有这些北大的学生、清华的学生啊，查出来我住在哪里？我住在稍远的一个什么国外什么国外来的什么什么什么
饭店，
不是。他们叫做什么？我现在想不起来。
So the
都外宾的什么教授住的地方，外宾客人住的地方。
So anyways, the students, these researchers from the Chinese Academy of Sciences and the Beijing and Tsinghua students actually found out where he lived at some, I guess it was like a university guest house for foreign lecturers or something like that.
那个设备很不错。
And it was actually a pretty nice place.
不过那不是重要，他们就来跟我私下谈。
And so they wanted to talk with me privately.
很多 PhD 的人呐、啊。
And a lot of PhDs.
从美国留学回去，在这个中科院做研究的这些研究室，跟他谈谈，一个一个来信主。
He and many of these, you know, members of the Chinese Academy of Sciences who had gotten their PhDs in America, gone back to China, who talked with him, they believed in Christ while he was there sharing.
很多信主说我。忽然发现到我有点怕。
But after many of them began to believe in the Lord, I actually became a bit fearful.
你跑到共产党最强的大学里面带几十个人的信主，我说这个问题大了，国务院知道不行怎么办？
So he began to think, oh, here you are at China's top university, and you're leading these members of the Communist Party, several dozen of them, to believe in Christ. I mean, that could be a big problem.
So, 去问那个系主任,
and so he went to talk to the head of the department.
当然你要懂得怎么讲话,
and of course, you have to understand how to say this.
我说很多学生啊, 下课之后, 会跑到我的公寓, 来跟我做学术讨论。
And he said, many of these students, you know, they'll come to my apartment to talk with me, have discussions with me.
Academic discussion.
Academy discussions.
Right. Oh, there's the key. 重要这句啊,
oh, academic discussion.
Mm. 说你不必告诉我,
and so, of course, the head of the department said, well, I already know that.
哦,你这么厉害啊? 我说你是FBI还是CIA?
And I said, oh, you're impressive. Are you CIA or FBI?
他说,如果我不这样,我怎么可以做系主任?
And he said, well, if I wasn't like that, how could I possibly be head
of the department? 你的背景,我调查得清清楚楚。
Of course, I've already investigated everything completely, thoroughly. You've graduated from the Taiwan Electrical Engineering Department. I've already found out which school you studied at in America. Which school in America you teach at, I already know.
So
I can see, well, it's, you know, no wonder. He said, if anyone tries to make trouble for you, just let me know and I'll take care of it. He said, it's actually our honor to have you here speaking to the students. And so he could be there at Beijing University without any
problem.
Okay, but I better keep going here, or else we'll never finish. So you have to continually renew the content of your mind, the content of your thought.
So
in the 20th century, there was a great discovery in human history. And what did they discover?
You can change a person by changing his mind. 他不要替我翻。我讲中文。第二二十世纪发现什么东西？你可以改变一个人的心思意念，接着改变一个人的mind来改变这个人。很重要。
It's very important.
非常重要。你看看，为什么？第二十世纪心理学家发现的。
And this was the, you know, psychology discovered this in the 20th century.
二十世纪才发现的。
Only in the 20th century it was discovered.
我们的 mind 分成两部分。
Our mind is split into two parts.
一部分叫做 conscious mind 意识。
The first, the conscious mind.
另一部分叫做 subconscious mind 潜意识。
And the second, subconscious mind.
可是这两个都会影响我们的行为。
And these two both influence our behavior.
可是非常重要。
But very important.
你要把一个人的意识改过来很容易。
If you want to change a person's conscious thinking, it's actually fairly simple.
把证据给他，他马上转过来。
If you give him evidence, then he'll change his conscious thinking right away.
可是你要改变的潜意识没有那么快。
But if you want to change his subconscious mind, his subconscious thinking, it's not so fast.
你要把他潜意识改过来，唯一的办法。
You had no way to change it immediately.
The only one way 要改变你的潜意识是什么？ 你的意识去接受正确的观念，然后继续的思考，继续的思考，慢慢的把你潜意识的错的观念，以意识所接受的准确的观念，把它取代过来。 这个心理学上叫做 displacement， 英文。
So the only way to change the subconscious mind or subconscious thinking is what he called subconscious displacement. Is that right?
No. The only way you can change that is you continually think over, think through, repeat thinking about that right kind of concept. And by doing that, this right concept will displace the wrong concept in the subconscious mind. This process, psychologists call as displacement.
So this is a truth they discovered in the 20th century.
以前的人不知道。
And they didn't know that before.
可是啊，圣经啊，两千年前保罗就写了。
But Paul had already written this in the Bible 2,000 years ago.
其实我等下再给你看，三千多年前大卫就想就写。
3,000 years ago, Bible, David, King David had already written this.
没有神存在吗？
And there's no God?
不可能啊。
It's impossible.
科学家，你看证据，你不得不接受。
So when scientists see the evidence, then you must accept.
很多人告诉我说，向知识分子传福音很难。我说非常容易。
And some people say it's very hard to share the gospel with the intellectuals. He says it's actually very simple.
只要你有证据给他看，他就信。
All you have to do is give them evidence, they'll believe.
可是当然你还要经过一段时期，能够把他潜意识的错误的观念改过来。
But of course you need a process.
我赶快讲，我可
process before your change, thinking changes.
我紧张的不得了。我知道了，你会告诉我，因为你们从大陆出来的人，台湾也一样。
Some of you will say, because you're coming from mainland China,
你说你一天到晚要思想，要观念，那个不是洗脑啊。
If you have to think about this from morning to night, isn't that brainwashing?
我绝不是。看起来好像是，其实不是。我查过。
It looks as if it is, but in reality, it's not.
什么叫洗脑啊？
What, I've looked this up. What is brainwashing?
这跟洗脑差179.5°。
And this is 179.5 degrees different?
Right. 179.5 degree difference. 是什么意思呢？什么叫做洗脑？洗脑啊，就把你的意识不能够接受的观点给你连续讲100万次或者1000次，就把你的脑改过来。
So brainwashing is when you take, they take a concept that your conscious mind doesn't accept and they repeat it 1,000,000 times and in that way try to change what your conscious mind thinks.
你们所认识的毛泽东啊。
So, you know, Mao Zedong, whom you know,
讲过一句话。
He said something.
你骗人的话讲100次、200次人家就信了。
If you speak a lie 100 or 200 times, then people are going to believe it.
那是洗脑嘛。
And that's brainwashing.
很多共产党这个东西哪里学？从 Columbia University 学来的。
And where did these Chinese Communist Party members learn this? Actually, at Columbia University.
其实我现在不要讲了，没有时间了，我讲。其实
But I'm not going to bother to give that history. I don't have time today.
好了，这个不是洗脑。我问你啊。
But that's not.
我们在小学的时候啊。我们背那个九九乘法表啊。
So when we were in elementary school, we had to learn our multiplication table.
Right, 224什么236、286、那种东西。Okay. 你那东西讲什么？你是不想在头脑里面不想的反复几百次，所以现在呢，你晚上睡觉，人家把你叫起来，6×6等于多少？你想不想6×236？
So. You had to learn, you had to constantly like repeat or review your multiplication tables hundreds of times to the point where if someone woke you up in the middle of the night and asked you what is, you know, 2×5 and you could say...
No, I said 6×6.
Okay, sorry, I missed that. 6×6 and it's 36, I think.
So this kind is like reading 999. That's not brainwashing.
So if you try to remember something... A correct concept multiple times. That's not brainwashing.
我在教学，在阿主神教教书啊，快40年。
I've been teaching at Asbury for almost 40 years.
那你一天到晚做一些事啊，你就会懂得很多东西，学会很多东西。
So yeah, if you're studying or if you're teaching there for that long, you'll learn a lot of things.
阿主学生，阿主是学生啊，1,800多个人。
We have 1,800 Asbury students.
他们从各种不同的环境来
and they're coming from all kinds of different environments.
所以他们对圣经有很多错误的观念
and although they have many wrong ideas about the Bible,
所以我在课堂上就跟他们讲
I have to, you know, in class I need to try and correct those
讲很清楚跟他们讲
and speak really clearly
给他们看证据
and give them strong evidence.
他说哦谢谢谢谢我们懂了
and then they'll say, oh, thank you, now we understand.
我才不相信
but he doesn't believe it.
他现在你的意思懂了
He said, now in your conscious mind you understand. But in your subconscious mind that wrong concept is actually still there. And you can't change that right away.
差不多一个礼拜以后, 他们回来, 敲门到办公室来。
So maybe after a week they'll knock on his door.
哎呀，王教授，那节圣经我想不通了。
And they'll say, Dr. Wong, those passages in scripture, I really can't understand them.
我说知道。
And he said, I know.
因为你前一次的错的观念在你作祟。
Because that wrong concept is still there in your subconscious mind.
我再跟他讲一次。
And so I'll tell him again.
哦，谢谢谢谢 ，Thank you， 我懂了。
And then they'll say, oh, thank you, now I understand.
我说其实你还没有完全懂。
And they'll say, actually, you still don't fully understand.
因为再过这几天又来，我这样说我就想不通了。
Because after a few more days, you're going to come back and say, Dr. Wong, I really don't understand this.
我学过教育心理学。
I've learned educational psychology.
同时我有很多经验教学。
And I have a lot of experience teaching.
所以我发现了一个很好，很有用的方法。
And he found a very useful method.
有些很重要的观念，我跟课堂讲完之后啊。
And so after he, you know, shares some very important concepts in class,
我说哎，可能四个礼拜以后啊，我可能考试。
He'll say, perhaps in 4 weeks, I'm going to give everyone a test.
我考试就考这一题。
And I'm going to test you on this concept.
我从来没有考过是非题。
And I never have like true false.
Right. 我从来没有考过选择题。
And I don't have multiple choice.
那是骗人的。我考试通通都问他的。
So all of my test questions are going to be essay questions.
So yeah, 他们没办法，所以我要考这题。
I'm going to test you on this.
回家。
So
我去念很多次。
So they go back home and they start to really look at these ideas and read them again and again.
我要跟他们讲，教他们一个好方法。
And so I teach them a good method.
你回家。
He said, go home.
把这个观念告诉你的太太。
And tell this concept to your wife.
有什么好处？
And what is the benefit?
你有机会花时间跟你太太谈话。
You have an opportunity to speak with your wife.
你太太都很高兴，对不对？
And your wife is going to be very happy.
第二，你也把你太太错的观念改过来。
And you can also, number two, you can change your wife's wrong thinking as well.
所以是什么呢？一箭打死两条鸟，就是那种。
So that's shooting two birds with one arrow.
很厉害。我想这办法告诉他们。
So this is a really good method.
哇，他们把这个东西啊学了大概冲了大概将近100次左右。
And so they would go over this concept maybe 100 times.
差不多那个时候啊，错的观念已经把它消掉了。
And so at that point, those wrong concepts have pretty much been removed.
所以他们记得那一天我说四个礼拜以后可能要考试了。
And
so they 准备好了。
So they all remembered, you know, in maybe 4 weeks there's going to be a test. They
我一上课
all prepared.
我就告诉他们说，我现在决定一件事。
And so then he said, when he got into class that day, he said, I've decided.
我今天决定不考试了。
Oh, today will not have a test.
哦，学生高兴得不得了。
And the students are so happy.
他们不知道我比他更高兴。
And they don't know that I'm even happier.
为什么？我不要那么笨。
Why? I'm not that stupid.
我考一次试。
If I give them one test,
他们写一次。
They only have to write once.
我要念70次。
And he has to read 70 times.
我就骗
他
嘛，我那么笨，干什么？
That's a big.
我考试的目的就是要你把错的观念改掉就好了。
But his goal is just to get them to change the wrong ideas they have.
我在Kentucky不敢讲这件事。
So at Kentucky, of course, he wouldn't dare to say what he's saying right now.
你看我在教会讲这件事，人家传到我学校去，学生说啊，王教授在考试，对了，那就没有用了。
So if he were to do this there, then they tell their classmates, and then you know they.
因为你们这里离在阿祖里很远呢，所以不会传到阿祖里去，我安心一点。
But Ithaca is a long way from Asbury.
你突然想想。如果你们有阿祖的朋友，不要告诉他说王教授讲这句话。
But if you have any friends at Asbury, please don't tell them that I said that.
就把我的这个教学的方法都破坏掉。
And you're going to destroy this very effective method of teaching. Okay, we're almost done.
你看，很重要，圣经讲。大卫他们说是讲什么？诗篇119:第九节、第十节什么？少年人用什么洁净他的行为呢？是要遵行你的话。我将你的话存在什么？存在我 mind 里面 ，mind 是什么？意识跟潜意识里面，免得我得罪你。
So what does David say in Psalm 119? He says, "How can a young person stay on the path of purity by living according to your word? I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you." And here, what does this word mind mean? Or hidden it in my mind?
二十世纪才科学家所发现到的真理，写圣经的人3000年前就知道。
And so here what we discovered in the 20th century in the Bible, they'd already known it 3,000 years ago. Here it's talking about conscious and subconscious mind. Right? So the Lord has already told
us. 如果神不存在, 如果这本圣经不是神所启示的, 你没有办法解释这里面有一大堆这样的证据。
So if God doesn't exist and if he did not reveal the truth of the Bible, then how could there be so much strong evidence for what the Bible is saying? So we should believe that there is God. And we should believe the Bible is God's word. And that's not just speaking nonsense. There is scientific proof. And don't forget.
Okay, 要结束,
last thing.
再讲一句话, 保罗讲的, 菲律比第四章第八节,
this is in Philippians chapter 4 verse 6.
菲律比四章八节, 弟兄们, 我还有未尽的话, 凡是真实的, 可敬的, 公义的, 清洁的, 可爱的, 有美名的, 若有什么德行, 若有什么称赞, 这些是什么呀? 你都要什么? 不是, 你没念错, 要什么? 要继续思考。 你意识继续思考这些事，这些就开始进入到你潜意识里面去，来影响你的生活。
So finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, what should you do? Think about such things, which means let your mind continually dwell upon these things.
没起祷告。
And let's pray together.
父神们感谢你恩典。
Father, we thank you for your grace. Thank you for this opportunity this morning to worship you. And to learn these important lessons from the Bible. And please help each one of us to really obey your teaching. And Lord, teach us how to change quickly from an old man to a new man. And that we might be blessed by you, and that your name might be glorified. And we pray this in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Last, I would like to say one more word. And after you've heard today's preaching, and you think that the hermeneutics, understanding the Bible, is really important. From this afternoon, there's an opportunity to study. So please consider coming to join the class.